Let's talk about something uplifting today. But before we do that, we're going to do an overview of last week's message. Last week's message was the victor's self-image. The victor's self-image. What is a victor? A victor is someone who has the victory. It's someone who wins. It's an overcomer. And maybe in your past you messed up. Maybe you've done some pretty sinful things, heavy sins. And what you said, you did or you thought. And so in your life today, you keep looking backward. And think about this. If you're trying to drive a car forward, you can't do it successfully if you're looking backward, right? Same thing in life. If you keep looking behind you, you cannot get ahead successfully with the greater thing that God has for you. And you might be thinking today, you might be thinking, how could God forgive the sins that I've committed? Could God really forgive my mess-ups of the past? Remember, the blood of Jesus Christ shed 2,000 years ago completely erases and wipes away sin. The God that we serve, Yahweh, is a God whose love is abounding. His mercies are everlasting. He forgives you of your sin. Just confess your sin to God and He will forgive them. Amen? You know, all the sins that you committed up until the point that you accepted Jesus Christ as Savior were forgiven and forgotten by God when you placed faith in Christ. When you placed faith in Christ, you were made righteous. You were justified. When you think of the word justified, think this: just as if I had never sinned. Let's say it together, justified. Just as if I had never sinned. Just as if I had never stolen or done anything wrong. In Jesus' name. And here's the key, friend. You've got to see yourself as God sees you. You know, when God sees you, He sees the blood of Jesus covering your sins. You've got to see yourself as God sees you, as justified, just as if I had never sinned. And the Bible says in Proverbs 23:7, as a man thinketh within himself, so is he. The way you think about yourself will be the way you act toward yourself. If you see yourself as always defeated, if you see yourself always looking back to your past, you'll never be able to go forward. You've got to see yourself as a conqueror in Christ Jesus. And today I want to talk with you about the victor's mirror. The victor's mirror. You might be wondering, the victor's mirror. What are you talking about, Jonathan? You know, your self-image might be hurt today based upon some negative words that other people have spoken into your life. Maybe these people told you that you were dumb, an accident going somewhere to happen, a mistake. You know, I've heard parents say to their children, you were just a mistake. How dare they? Nobody is a mistake. Every single person that is born into this world, God loves every single one of them. No one's a mistake. Everybody has got a special part to play in this world and in the body of Christ. Maybe it's negative words that you've heard in the media, the radio, the TV, words that you've read in newspapers, the magazine, negative words. You know, talking about the economy and how your life personally might be hurt in the financial realm. But we don't need to listen to those words. Amen? Amen? So every time you try to go forward, you're thinking about these negative words. It's hard to go forward because you keep looking backward at the negative words that were spoken over your life. So there's good news today. It's found in James chapter 1, verses 22 through 25. So if you have a Bible, let's turn there. James chapter 1, verse 22. When you got it, look up, I'll know you're there. All right. Everybody there? James 1:22. Do not merely listen to the word and so deceive yourselves. Do what it says. Verse 23. Anyone who listens to the word but does not do what it says is like a man who looks at his face in a mirror and after looking at himself, goes away and immediately forgets what he looks like. So what is James saying here? He's saying it's pretty absurd to look at yourself in a mirror. Look at your eyes, you look at your nose and your mouth and your ears. You got a full head of hair. He says it's absurd to look at yourself in the mirror, walk away, and immediately forget what you look like. He says it's equally unthinkable to look into the Word of God, to listen to what it says, to read it, and then to forget immediately to do what it says to do. All right? So I've got a mirror here. All right? He's talking about a mirror, the image, the concept of a mirror. All right? I look in this mirror, and I see that I got a nose, I've got eyes, I've got two ears, I've got a full head of hair. When you look in the mirror in the morning, you see the same thing, right? Maybe you got black eyes, maybe you got brown eyes. Two ears, maybe you're bald, maybe you've got hair. You know what your physical image looks like when you look in this physical mirror. Would you agree? So James here is talking about this concept of a mirror. And here's the key in verse 25. Let's look at this. But the man who looks intently into the perfect law that gives freedom and continues to do this, not forgetting what he has heard, but doing it, he will be blessed in what he does. Right? So as I said a minute ago, when I look into a physical mirror, what do I see? I see my physical image, my face. When you look into a mirror, you see your face, right? So he takes the concept of mirror in verse 25 and he applies it spiritually. He's talking about the spiritual mirror. What spiritual mirror is James talking about in James 1:25? This man says the heart. Anybody else? It's an open book test. What is the spiritual mirror that James is talking about? In James 1:25. Friends, he's talking about the written word of God. The B-I-B-L-E. You know, when you look into the mirror of God's word, you should see the spiritual image of who you are in Christ. When you look into the spiritual mirror of God's Word, you should see your identity wrapped up in what God says about you in His written Word. Should I say it again? When you look into this spiritual mirror, the Word of God, you should see the spiritual image of who you are in Christ Jesus. So my question to you today is this. Are you looking at yourself through the mirror of the past? Past negative words spoken over you? Well, stop doing it. Start looking into the mirror of God's Word, and this will reflect the spiritual image of who you are in God and in Christ. This Word, the Bible, is loaded with good things, with promises of who you are in Jesus Christ. Amen? All right, so for the next few minutes, let's talk about how we practice God's Word over our lives individually. Let's go back to verse 25 of James 1. But the man who looks intently into the perfect law that gives freedom, this spiritual mirror, the Word of God, and continues to do this, not forgetting what he has heard, but doing it, he will be what? Blessed in what he does. So here's the question. How do you not forget but practice God's Word over your life individually, personally? As you're looking into this spiritual mirror, how do you not forget but practice God's Word over your life personally and individually? How do you do it?
Confess.
Okay, anybody else? All right, let's turn to Joshua 1 verse 8. Joshua 1 8. Old Testament. Joshua 1 8. So what he writes, do not let the book of the law depart from your mouth. Meditate on it day and night so that you may be careful to do everything written in it. Then you will be prosperous and successful. This kind of sounds like James 1:25, right? If you do what the Word of God says to do, you will be prosperous and successful. So in your own personal life, let me ask you again, how do you prevent yourself from forgetting the Word of God and putting it into practice in your life so that you will be blessed? It's found in Joshua 1:8. Open book, friends. How do you not forget the Word of God for your life? Meditate on it, study it, speak it over your life. You read the Word of God, you think about what you read, you take notes, you speak it over your life. It's like a cow chewing its cud, right? It chews its cud and chews its cud and chews its cud. It's the same thing with the Word of God, chewing on the cud of God's Word, speaking it over your life, looking into this spiritual mirror to see the spiritual reflection of who you are in Jesus Christ. And speaking those words over your life, countering the negative words that may have been spoken over your life at some point in the past. Is that making sense? Turn to Ephesians 5. Ephesians 5. Verse 26. He's talking about husbands loving your wives as Christ loved the church. Ephesians 5, 26. Back up to verse 25. Husbands, love your wives just as Christ loved the church and gave himself for her, to make her holy, cleansing her by the washing with water through the Word. Washing with the water of the Word. What does this mean to you? The washing with the water of the Word, by the Word. Repeat it again, okay. To make her holy, cleansing her by the washing with the water through the Word. What does it mean? Washing with water through the Word or by the Word. Concerning what we're talking about today, this is what I think it means. Speaking God's Word over your life will wash away the ugly words others may have spoken into your life. Say it again. Speaking God's Word over your life will wash away the ugly words others may have spoken into your life. What negative thing has been spoken into your life? I encourage you today, friend, to counter it with the written Word of God. But to counter it with the written Word of God, you've got to have the written Word of God stored up on the inside of you. How do you store it up on the inside of you? By reading it, by doing what Joshua 1:8 says, by meditating upon it, by thinking about what the Word of God says concerning your life. Thinking about it, speaking it over your life. Thinking about it, speaking it over your life. Thinking about it, speaking it over your life to wash away the negative words that may have been spoken to you in the past. Let's talk about some examples here. Let's say in the past, somebody told you, you never do anything right. You'll never amount to anything. You're just a big old flop. And so you think about those words. And those words have affected you in life. What should you do? Look into the spiritual mirror called God's Word. See the spiritual reflection of who you are in Christ. When those words come to your mind, what do? You counter it with the Word of God. Turn to Philippians 4, verse 13. You say, no, I rebuke that voice, those words, in the name of Jesus. It says in Philippians 4, 13, I can do some things through Him who gives me strength? No, I can do all things through Him who gives me strength. So if those words come to your mind, you can never do anything right, you're a flop, you'll never amount to anything, counter it with the Word of God in Philippians 4:13. No, I can do all things through Christ who gives me strength. You know, the enemy might try to speak to you and say, you know what? You stole in the past. You stole money in the past. You took from others what was not yours. And because you did that, you'll never have enough money in your own life to pay your own bills. You'll always have more month at the end of your money than money at the end of your month. But you say no to those words, to that voice. I rebuke that in the name of Jesus. It says in Romans 8. Let's turn to Romans 8. Counter it with this word. Romans 8, 33 through 34. Say no. Who will bring any charge against those whom God has chosen? Who's going to bring any charge against me? Apply it to yourself. It is God who justifies. Who is it that condemns? The understated answer is the enemy. The devil is the one who condemns. Christ Jesus, who died, more than that, who was raised to life, is at the right hand of God and is also interceding for us. So when the enemy tries to bring up your past, he tries to bring up the negative things you did, he tries to speak those negative words into your mind that you'll never have enough money because of the way you stole in the past, you say, no. Who is it that condemns me? Who will bring any charge against me? I am justified by faith in Christ, just as if I had never sinned. Just as if I had never stolen. I'm going forward in this area in my life. God will provide for me financially. I can do all things through Christ who gives me strength. You know, the words of the past. Maybe this, that somebody spoke over you. You know, you've messed up so much in the past. You've sinned so greatly against God that there's no possible way that God can love you. So when those words come up in your mind, what do? You counter it with what? With the Word of God, as you're in the spiritual mirror called the B-I-B-L-E. You say, no, Satan, no words. I rebuke you in the name of Jesus. It says this in Romans 8, verse 38. I'm convinced that neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither the present nor the future, nor any powers, neither height nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate me from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus my Lord. You know, with God, it's not three strikes and you're out. God is the God of multiple chances. If you sin and you mess up, just confess your sin. He is faithful and just to forgive you of your sin and to cleanse you of all unrighteousness. Now, that's not to say that, you know, you can go into a situation knowing that, hey, I'm going to sin, and if I sin, I'm just going to confess it to God and He'll forgive me. That's cheapening God's grace. That's taking advantage of the grace of God. But what you should do is you should attempt, with God's grace, to live a holy life. But in trying to live a godly life, sometimes you will slip, you will get weak. And when you slip and you get weak and you mess up, just confess the sin to God. He still loves you. He's not going to stop loving you. His love is everlasting. It's so great. You know, the words that somebody spoke to you in the past, that you were a mistake, may come up to your mind. You're just an accident. You're a mistake. You counter it with the Word of God and say, I rebuke you in the name of Jesus. According to 1 Corinthians 12:27, I am part of the body of Christ and I have a special part to play in it. So what are we talking about? What's the point here today? Countering the negative words spoken into your life by what? By which word? By the Word of God. By the Word of God. By looking into this spiritual mirror to see the reflection of the spiritual image of who you are in Christ. See, what you speak over yourself continuously, you'll start believing about yourself. Start speaking the Word of God over your life, your mind, every part of you on a continual basis. You know, the words may come to you, you know what? You have a sickness, an ailment, an illness that is going to end in death. And so those words try to haunt you. But what do? You look into this spiritual mirror and you counter those words with what? With the Word of God. No word. I rebuke you in the name of Jesus. It says in Isaiah 53:5 that by the stripes of Jesus, I am healed. I am healed. You know, last week, the week of September 13th, I believe it was, we were working on several houses in Tulsa, Brett and I. And during that week, I kind of jammed this middle finger with a tool or something, or on a roof line, something. And so for the next couple of days, this middle finger on my left hand was giving me a lot of pain. Man, it's hurting. So Sunday came about, I believe it was September 20th, and the pain increased. I was in church service that morning, and it was really throbbing me. It's like, oh my goodness, man, this finger's about twice the size of this other finger. It was really hurting me bad. So I had a friend come over to the house that night, and he kind of sterilized the top of a pin, and he kind of punctured this finger a little bit so that it bled a little bit, right? So I go to sleep that night at about 3 o'clock in the morning, September 21st. This middle finger is throbbing so bad. Throbbing bad, man. It's so big. Like, what in the world is going on? And the enemy tried to speak his words of fear into my life. You may lose the tip of your finger. I kid you not, man. What if you have gangrene? It's like, oh my goodness. I thought to myself, there's no way, devil, that you're going to try to rob me of my sleep. There is no way. So those thoughts went through my mind. He was trying to speak his words into my life. So what did I do? I countered those words with the word of God. And I said, no, by the stripes of Jesus that he took on Calvary 2,000 years ago, this finger is healed. Kid you not, a week later today, it's completely healed, pain-free. Friends, don't let the enemy try to scare you with his negative words. Counter his negative words with the almighty word of God. Show him who you are in Christ as you look into this spiritual mirror, the word of God. Kevin here is going to share a story of how some negative words were spoken into his life and what he did. Come on, Kevin.
You know, when I was a toddler, I went to a daycare center. Who has ever been to a daycare center in your life, okay, as a kid? Okay. Well, you know, not everybody in daycare center is very nice. This particular woman used to say some really ugly things to me. And what one incident stuck out the most is one day we're putting some puzzles together with some other kids, and the woman goes, "You're the most stupidest child I ever met in my life. You are so stupid that this child who's younger than you is smarter than you are." And for weeks and months it went by. Every time I went to this daycare center, she'd say that. Oh, there goes that stupid child. Well, as I grew up through high school and so forth, I excelled in athletics because I really didn't ever want to take a leadership position. So I worked out my aggression through athletics. Anybody understand that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And as I went on and went to the Army, and I excelled as a soldier, but I always passed out opportunities to be a leader. You know why? Because someone in my life, my past, when I was little or very small, said I was stupid, and I believed it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And then I got born again, saved, set free, and I went to a place. I wanted to go to a place called Rhema Bible College. All right? I thought, I can't do that, Lord. I'm stupid. He said, I can do all things through Christ Jesus who strengthens me. And that's what the scripture he gave me. And I went on to college, and I went ahead, and I passed, and I went on. Sometimes people say things to you that bind you up, and you don't even remember or don't know why you do what you do. But you know what? The devil will always lie and say you can never do what God set you to do in your life.
Amen.
Amen.
So what did Kevin do?
Use word about it.
He used the word of God to counter what? The negative words that somebody spoke over him. That's it. And he said, no, the word of God said he can do all things through Christ who gives him strength. Amen?
Amen.
If he did it for Kevin, friend, he can do it for you. But you got to have the word of God on the inside to counter those negative words. Now, one or not? You have one? Come on up, Brett. Brett's got a personal story here himself of how he countered negative words. Go ahead.
Well, I'm 22 right now, and when I was in high school, I was running around with the wrong crowd. And I wasn't really going to church. I wasn't living for God. I knew Jesus, but I didn't, you know, pray to him like I should. And so anyway, I got into a crowd. They were doing drugs and all that. And at first it was good, you know? Yeah, having a good time. But eventually, you know, loyalty... You find out that they're really not your friends. They speak bad things over you. They make jokes about you, you know? That's not how friends are supposed to be. And, you know, because I didn't have God in my life, it was really hard for me to get away from those people. And I had a friend that brought me to church, told me about God. I was finally able to you know, get around the right people. And once I did that, I found out that God loves me, you know, and that, you know, I was able to think better about myself. And so that's...
By speaking the word of God over your life.
Exactly.
Good. All right. One final passage, Joshua, Judges actually, chapter 6. How many here know about Gideon? How many here know about Gideon? All right. One final passage here about Gideon. Judges chapter 6. All right. Let's turn there if you have a Bible. Just a few more minutes here. In the Judges, this is what we find, that Israel sinned against God. And whenever they sinned against God, God would raise up a nation or a people to oppress them. And then they would cry out to God, and God would raise up a judge to deliver them. So in Judges chapter 6, we find out that in verse 1, the Israelites did evil in the eyes of the Lord. For 7 years he gave them into the hands of the Midianites. If you jump down to verse 7, it says, when the Israelites cried to the Lord because of Midian, he sent them a prophet. And then we jump down to verse 11. All right? And this is what it says. The angel of the Lord came and sat down under the oak in Ophrah that belonged to Joash, where his son Gideon was threshing wheat in a winepress to keep it from the Midianites. Verse 12. When the angel of the Lord appeared to Gideon, he said, "The Lord is with you, mighty warrior." Word of encouragement to Gideon. "God is with you, mighty man of valor." Verse 13. "But sir," Gideon replied, "if the Lord is with us, why has all this happened to us? Where are all his wonders that our fathers told us about when they said, 'Did not the Lord bring us up out of Egypt?' But now the Lord has abandoned us and put us into the hand of Midian." Verse 14. "The Lord turned and said to him, 'Go in the strength you have and save Israel out of Midian's hand. Am I not sending you?" Gideon. First he said, "Gideon, you're a mighty warrior." And then he said, "Gideon, I am sending you." Verse 15. "But Lord," Gideon asked, "how can I save Israel?" Poor self-image. "My clan is the weakest in Manasseh, and I am the least in my family." So we could say that probably over Gideon's life, negative words were spoken at some point in the past. That Gideon, you come from a weak family. The weakest clan, Manasseh. And not only that, Gideon, you're the least and the weakest in your family. So we could say that Gideon had a pretty poor self-image. Would you agree? Maybe concerning or over the negative words that some people had spoken into his life. Then the Lord answered in verse 16, "I will be with you, and you will strike down all the Midianites together." He said, Gideon, don't be afraid. I am going to be with you. When you get weak, my strength is going to be made evident through your weakness. I am going to go out before you and fight the Midianites. See, Gideon felt really small about himself because maybe some negative words were spoken over him. He probably felt so low that he could do a push-up under a penny. Anybody ever feel like that? Based on some words people spoke over your life. But God said, "Go, Gideon. I am with you. I will give you the strength." And as you read on, you find out that God gives Gideon signs that he was sending him. He gives Gideon signs that he was sending him. And then in Judges chapter 7, guess what God does? Judges chapter 7. He takes an army that Gideon had of 32,000 and brought it down to 300 men. And with those 300 men, Gideon defeated the Midianites with God's strength. And friend, I'm here to tell you today that God is no respecter of persons. If he did it for Gideon, he can do it for you. Gideon was believing the words that God spoke over him. You've got to believe these words from the Word of God, the Bible, that God says about you. You've got to speak them over your life. You're not alone. God is on your side. You weren't meant to stay here your whole life. You were meant to go forward beyond this. You weren't meant to stay low financially over your life. You can go higher in the financial realm. You weren't meant to always be sick. You can go higher in health. In so many different areas of your life. You were not placed on this earth by accident. You were placed on this earth on purpose. Start speaking over yourself and believing God's words over your life. Look into this spiritual mirror to see the spiritual reflection of who you are in Jesus Christ. In Jesus' name, amen, right?
Amen.
Amen.